Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith, Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Pastor Chuck is currently leading us on a verse-by-verse venture through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, we'll be looking at the generous giving of David as we pick up in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1.
Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, now this was the personal charge to Solomon. Now he turns to all these people and he says to them, Solomon, my son, whom alone, because there was the insurrection by Adonijah, but who alone God has chosen. He is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace that is to be built is not for man, but for Jehovah God. Hey, this is going to be something awesome. It's not for man, it's for Jehovah God. And Solomon is young, he's tender, he's inexperienced, fellows. So I want you to stand behind him. I want you to work with him. And now I have prepared with all of my might for the house of my God. I've prepared the gold for the things to be made of gold, the silver for the things to be made of silver, the brass for the things of brass, and the iron for the things of iron, the wood, the onyx stones, the stones that are to be set, the glistening stones of various colors, all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. My, don't you know that that thing must have been something magnificent to see? With all of these gemstones sparkling, everything covered with gold and with silver, and must have been awesome. Well, I guess it was. Queen of Sheba, when she came and saw it, she was just totally wiped out. She said, I heard of the glory and the fame, but man, they didn't tell me the half of it. When she saw how they went in and all of the glory, and it says that, you know, it just she almost just passed out at the glory and the magnificence of the whole thing. Moreover, David said, because I have set my love for the house of my God, I have of my own goods, of my gold and silver, which I have given to the house of God, over and above all of that which I have prepared for the holy house. From my own personal account, I have given 3,000 talents of gold. A talent is thought to be about 66¾ pounds. In the British Museum, there is a talent that is 125¾ pounds, but they think that it is 2 talents, and it's listed as 2 talents. A talent was a stone that was carved in a cylindrical form that was used in the balance scales. And they had the smaller talents, the shekels and so forth, but the big, for the wheat and all of that, the big heavy talents, about 66¾ pounds. And so if you take the 66¾ pounds, multiply it by the 3,000 talents, multiply it by the 16 ounces to a pound, and then multiply it by the per ounce for gold, you'll find that David's contribution in gold was something like $1,277,000,000. This guy was a pretty wealthy dude. I have given 3,000 talents of silver. Again, by multiplying it out, and you have about $44 million in silver that David donated out of his own pocket. This is out of my own personal account, plus all of the rest of the stuff that I've laid up. This is what I've personally given. The talents of gold, of Ophir, the silver, in order that they might overlay the walls of the houses with the gold. For the gold is for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and all the manner of work that is to be made by the artisans. And who then, David said, is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Which of you fellows are willing to really consecrate your lives to the Lord? Giving the Lord your life, your service, you're willing to serve the Lord. And so he's calling for that commitment to serve God. A call that has gone out again and again through the centuries. Who will give your life to serve the Lord? What a glorious life it is serving the Lord. What tremendous rewards there are in serving the Lord. Deep satisfaction in that commitment to Him. David's calling for this consecration of service. Then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes and the captains of the thousands and hundreds were the rulers of the king's work offered willingly. David said, who is willing? They offered willingly. Anything that I give to God must come from a willing heart if it is to be a valid, acceptable gift. God will not accept some gift from you if you feel pressured or if you feel sort of obligated or resentful towards what you're giving. It is a crime that many times in the raising of funds for various religious products or various religious buildings or whatever, that we get involved in pressuring people for money. And we encourage people to do something just out of pressure. We stand there and say, well, now, how much are you going to give? You know, and we have all these dignitaries there, and you don't want to feel like a cheapskate. And so you're, well, I think I can give, and you're thinking $10, but you say $1,000, you know, and ooh, did I say that, you know, and, but the pressure and all, these guys staring at me, and they're looking at me, and man, I feel this heavy, you know, and then, man, when it comes to give, oh, no, I can't afford this. Why did I do that? Ugh, and you write it out, and there's just that. Better that you just call up and say, hey, I cancel my pledge. Can't do it. Can't do it with a willing heart. If you can't do it with a willing heart, you shouldn't do it at all. They gave willingly, and over you read where it was a willing offering. They gave it willingly. They gave for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams of gold and of silver, 10,000 talents. Man, they doubled David's silver and almost doubled the gold that David gave. So imagine now, we've got enough money to do a pretty good job here. You know, we're approaching the $4 billion mark. It's a pretty good offering. And those who had precious stones gave them to the treasurer of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. And then the people rejoiced in that they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. That's the way to give. With rejoicing, a willing heart, a heart completely towards God, giving, it's glorious, it's joyful. And that's the kind of giving God wants. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, said, don't give out of necessity or don't give grudgingly. For the Lord loves a hilarious giver. And here they were just having a hilarious time, peeling off their diamonds and rubies and, Lord, here you are. David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Time of giving should always be a time of great joy. Because in reality, what can I give to God? Anything I have, God gave to me. And David recognizes that, and David goes on. As David blesses God now and gives God thanks before the people, he said, blessed are you, Jehovah God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Lord, this is marvelous. You're blessed forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory. The Lord's prayer, thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Thine, O Lord, the greatness, the power, the glory, and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is yours. Lord, this all belongs to you. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Lord, you know, you really don't need a thing from us. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the honor. Yours is everything, Lord. Anything. It's all yours. both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might. It is in your hand to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Acknowledging the greatness of God, the glory of God, the beneficence of God, the goodness of God, Lord, we just praise and glorify your name. For who am I and what is my people that we should be able to give to you, offer so willingly of this sort? For all things have come from you, and of thine own we have given thee. In other words, Lord, it all is all yours, and we just gave you back which was yours anyhow. It all belonged to you, and we've only given back what is yours. And we need to recognize that. I can't really give anything to God, but what is it isn't his anyhow. God gave it to me if I have it, and he's really just sort of entrusted me with it. It belongs to him. And I need to look at life and possessions as God's entrusting unto me these things as a steward to use them for his glory. Talents, abilities, whatever, been entrusted to me by God. For we are just strangers and sojourners in this earth. Lord, we're just passing through this earth. Our lives are just like a shadow. Fades away so quickly. Only one life. It'll soon be passed. Only what we do for Christ will last. None of us are abiding. We're all of us just passing through. But as we are passing through, we are laying up treasures in heaven if we are wise. Jesus said, don't lay up treasures on earth where moth and rust can corrupt and decay and thieves can break through and steal, but lay up rather treasures in heaven. And so we're passing through. We're strangers. We're pilgrims. We're sojourners. Life is but a shadow. None of us are going to abide. We're all going to pass on. What have I done with what God has placed in my hands? O Lord, our God, all of this store that we have prepared to build the house with, the house of, in your holy name, has come from your hand and is all your own. Lord, we've just given to you what is yours. And I know also, my God, that you try the hearts and you have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now I have seen with joy your people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. Lord, you know my heart, and you like uprightness in heart. And as you know and see my heart, you know that I did this with joy, willingly. And these people, they've done it with a willing heart. O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of your people. Don't let them ever forget this day. This day of blessing, this day of joy, this day of gladness when they discovered the joy of giving to God. Don't let them ever forget the joy of just giving to God. And oh, what joy there is in giving to God. Giving God some time, giving God some energies, giving God some of your talent. Using it for the Lord. What joy there is. What fulfillment. What satisfaction. Being in the ministry has to be the most joyful, satisfying, enriching, fulfilling life that one could ever live. It's glorious. And the day it ceases to be fun, I'm quitting. But I enjoy it. My son, one of them, every once in a while says to me, Dad, why don't you retire? You don't have to put in all that time and all. Why don't you just retire, Dad? I said, if I retired, what would I do for fun? He doesn't understand the joy that I have serving the Lord. It's just the joy of my life. And so David recognizes the joy that they discovered in giving. God, Don't let this ever leave their imaginations, their thoughts. Just sort of press it in indelibly. Let them always remember, Lord, this day, the glory and the joy of this day. Give to Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, and to do all these things and to build this palace for which I have made the provisions. God bless my son. Give him what he needs, the wisdom to keep your testimonies and your statutes and commandments. And David said to all of the congregation, "Now bless Jehovah your God." And all of the congregation blessed Jehovah God of their fathers, and they bowed down their heads and worshiped the Lord, as did the king. They were worshiping with David, the glorious creator. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto Jehovah. They offered burnt offerings unto Jehovah on the day after that, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, along with the drink offerings and the sacrifices in abundance for all of Israel. And they did eat and drink before Jehovah on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor and Zadok the priest. So a great celebration, great feast, all of these sacrifices, of which, of course, then they ate. They barbecued the meat and ate it, and just great time. Then Solomon sat on the throne of David. He sat on the throne of Jehovah as king instead of David his father, and he prospered, and Israel obeyed him. And the princes and the mighty men and the sons likewise of King David submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. For a little while there was some trouble with some of David's other sons, but they all came to surrender and submit to Solomon. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all of Israel, bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all of Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years, 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. The end of the era. David, the beautiful psalmist of Israel, a man with a lot of imperfections, but a man chosen by God, and a man that God acknowledged was a man after my own heart. In spite of his failures and imperfections in many areas, God said, he's a man after my own heart. Why? Because he was a man who was after the heart of God. The rest of the Acts of David are written in the book of Samuel, which we've also studied, the book of Nathan, which we do not have, and the book of Gad, which we do not have. It would be interesting to get a little further insight on David. However, these books are not available. Maybe someday they will uncover some scrolls, which will be the book of Nathan and the book of Gad. It would be rather interesting to get a little further insight on David. These are the two prophets. They knew David better than anybody else. We may not like what we would read from these two fellows. But God loved him, and that's what counts. God loves me. That's what counts. God chose me. That's what counts. And so with all of his reign and his might and the times that went over him and over Israel and over all of the kingdoms of the country, these bring us to the end of David's career. And we start in 2 Chronicles with the story of Solomon and the building of the temple. Shall we pray? Father, help us that we might, as David, with a perfect heart and a willing heart, offer ourselves to you. That you, Lord, might take what we are and what we have and use it as you see fit for the glory of your name. Lord, we recognize that you've been good to us, and all that we have really belongs to you. And we cannot give to you anything but what it isn't yours anyhow. And so help us, Lord, to use wisely those things that you've entrusted into our care. And may we lay up our treasures in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Return with more of our verse-by-verse study through the Bible in our next lesson, as Pastor Chuck Smith begins his study of 2 Chronicles by looking at the wisdom of Solomon. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of today's message, or perhaps you'd like to order a copy for that special friend or loved one, you can do so by simply contacting one of our customer service representatives, and they'd be more than happy to assist you with the ordering details. Simply call 1-800-272-WORD, and phone orders can be taken Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-9673. And for your added convenience, you can order online anytime when you go to thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse through the additional resources that include Bible studies, commentaries, CDs, DVDs, and so much more. Once again, that's The Word for Today online at thewordfortoday.org. And for those of you who still prefer to write, you can use our mailing address, which is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And be sure to include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck Smith begins his verse-by-verse study through the book of 2 Chronicles. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. And now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
May the Lord be with you and give you a beautiful week. May you enjoy His presence and His fellowship as you walk with Him. May the Spirit of God give you strength and power in your inner man. May He help you to begin to comprehend how much God does love you, how much God cares for each one of you. May you come into a new, rich love relationship with Jesus Christ, where your heart burns with passion for Him. May you be enriched in His fullness. May the Lord watch over and keep you, in Jesus' name.
Life was easy for Charles Tex Watson, but it didn't feel complete. Something or someone was missing. So Tex looked to fill his emptiness, and his search led him right into the arms of Charles Manson, forever linking him with one of the most gruesome and cold-blooded crimes in history. The Word for Today presents the DVD, The Power of Forgiveness, The Tex Watson Story. Watch and listen to Pastor Chuck as he interviews Susan LaBerge, the daughter of murdered victim Rosemary LaBianca, who was killed by Tex Watson. And when Susan came to Christ, she knew she had to forgive everyone in her life, and that included Tex. See how this dramatic story of God's mercy and forgiveness will challenge you to forgive the unforgivable. For more information on how you can order the Power of Forgiveness DVD, please call The Word for Today at 1-800-272-9673 or visit us online at thewordfortoday.org.
This program has been sponsored by The Word for Today in Costa Mesa, California.